Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, continue to feature the top Billboard Motown artist. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, Gladstein the Pips, Diana Ross, The Supremes, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up this half hour, the eighth most popular Motown artist in the Billboard charts, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, with more love right here on Motown Memories.
Number eight.
You broke my little heart. Now you're standing there.
silence, please. If any objections to this wedding, speak now or forever, forever hold your peace. Then I shouted, it should have been me. You know that it should have been me.
Diana Ross with Last Time I Saw Him, and that was number 14 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1974, and Diana was the 35th most popular Billboard artist and the 6th most popular Motown Billboard artist. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips with It Should Have Been Me, reaching number 40 from 1968, and Gladys and her Pips were the 42nd most popular Motown artist, including all of her hits on the Buddha record label, and she was the 7th most popular Motown artist overall in the Billboard charts. And we started this half hour with Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, and More Love, number 23 from 1967. And Smokey and His Miracles were the 44th most popular Billboard artist and the 6th most popular Motown artist in the Billboard charts. You found the hum of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. And we're counting down to the most popular Billboard Motown artist. Well, coming up, the 5th most popular Motown artist with The Supremes featuring Diana Ross and Nothing But Heartaches. Well, Nothing But Heartaches was written and produced by Motown songwriting and producing team Holland, Dozier & Holland, and it was notable for breaking the first string of 5 consecutive number one pop singles in the United States for the Supremes. It peaked at number 11 from August 29, 1965 through September 4, 1965. Well, by the spring of 1965, the Supremes had elevated from regional rhythm and blues favorites to an internationally successful pop group, thanks to a series of five singles which consecutively topped the singles charts in the United States. Those were Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, Come See About Me, Stop in the Name of Love, and Back in My Arms Again. Well, Motown was known at this time for creating repetitive follow-up songs, and it was relying on a formula to create songs with a similar sound present in records by The Temptations, The Four Tops, and Marvin Gaye, among other recording acts. Well, confident that they had finally found a successful formula, Berry Gordy had Holland, Dozier, and Holland create a song similar to several of their early hit singles. As expected, Nothing But Heartaches had a sound similar to Stop in the Name of Love and Back in My Arms Again. Well, Berry felt confident the song would become their sixth consecutive number one hit, and of course it did not. Well, the relative lukewarm response to Nothing But Heartaches was not what Berry Gordy had predicted, as it failed to meet top 10 status. And Berry released a memo around the Motown offices that said, quote, "We will release nothing less than top 10 product in any artist. Because the Supremes' worldwide acceptance is greater than all the other artists, on them we will only release number one songs." Well, the pressure must have worked, because after this song, Holland, Dozier, and Holland produced I Hear a Symphony, and that hit number one. Well, here are the Supremes with Nothing But Heartaches right here on Motown.
Number five.
Every day
the day before. My love for you just grows and grows. Oh, 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 how it grows and grows. And where it's gonna stop, I'm sure nobody knows.
Hey, hey, hey.
Nobody knows how it grows and it grows and it grows.
Nobody knows.
When she's gone away, it's growing like the sadness in his little heart. When he knows that she's gone to stay, it's growing. Every day it grows a little more than it was the day before. My love for you just grows and grows. Where it's gonna stop, I'm sure nobody knows.
Hey, 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 nobody.
Marvin Gaye with Come Get to This, and they reached number 21 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1973, and Marvin was the 12th most popular Billboard artist and the 3rd most popular Motown artist. Before that, The Temptations and It's Growing, number 18 from 1965, and The Temps were the 21st most popular Billboard artist and the 4th most popular Motown artist. And we started with The Supremes featuring Diana Ross and Nothing But Heartaches, number 11 from 1965, and The Supremes were the 25th most popular Billboard artist and the 5th most popular Motown artist. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're counting down the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, we've made it all the way up to the 2nd most popular Motown artist with Michael Jackson, and here is Rockin' Robin right here on Motown Memories.
Cause if you really want to
The number one most popular Billboard Motown artist, Stevie Wonder, in You Haven't Done Nothing. He was the fifth most popular Billboard artist overall, and that song reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1974, and before that, the second most popular Motown artist, including all of his records on the Epic record label. That was Michael Jackson with Rockin' Robin, and he had seven charted 45s on Motown, but most of his hits were on Epic. Well, this hour, we featured the top Billboard Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.